There is as yet no referendum planned regarding Central Maine Power's transmission line project to bring Hydro-Québec power to Massachusetts. But that's not stopping key interests from behaving as if one is inevitable. You can see it in the television spots recently airing that support the project. Steve Missler is here now with word of the latest entity to put money behind a message of support. Steve, who are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Hydro-Québec, which would be the energy supplier if this corridor is built. They have formed a ballot question committee. They did so a couple of weeks ago, and that signals that they are going to be getting involved in this referendum if one should materialize, and that seems highly likely at this point. But it also raises some interesting questions because of Hydro-Québec's connection to the Quebec government.
Now, we often do talk about Hydro-Québec as a company, but as you mentioned a moment ago, it's not quite that simple.
No, it's not. In fact, Hydro-Québec's sole shareholder is the government of Quebec. And every year, they take a slice of their earnings and they send that as dividends to the province. And that's an interesting relationship because their financial fortunes are intertwined. And it helps explain why Hydro-Québec is getting involved in a ballot campaign. A big reason why Hydro-Québec has performed so well is that they are increasing their exports to the United States. The corridor project is, of course, an export project. In fact, in its annual report, the company described it as the biggest sales contract in their history. And their exports last year were already unprecedented. So they have a lot riding on the outcome of this referendum.
Is the government of Quebec getting actively involved in this debate?
Well, they say they're not. And we've asked some questions about that because, again, their interests are so intertwined with Hydro-Québec. What we found in reporting this story is that there were a number of meetings between government officials from Quebec, from their New England delegate office, basically, with legislative leaders in Augusta, the Mills administration. The timing of these meetings is very interesting, too. There were meetings in February, which is right around the same time as Mills announcing her support for the project. And then there were meetings in May that were at the exact same time as the legislature were considering three bills that could have either delayed the project or made it almost impossible to move forward. So the question was the government of Quebec lobbying Maine officials on these bills? I spoke with the delegate from Quebec. Her name is Marie-Claude Francoeur, and she insists that no, we were not lobbying. We were basically talking to Maine officials about a variety of projects. Yes, the corridor may have come up, but it's not our job to lobby. Now, her account was basically confirmed by the people I talked to for this story to try to, you know, see if what their explanation would square with Maine officials. It largely did, but they did talk about the project. And that raises some questions about how much advocacy they were actually doing. And if they had actually talked about it for enough time, that would have potentially have triggered them to register as lobbyists.
So it's not illegal for them to lobby if they register.
That's correct. That's the question, though, is where does the government of Quebec's lobbying and advocacy begin and where does Hydro-Québec's begin? We don't really know. They're trying to draw a distinction between the company and the province. And that's their explanation for these meetings. Now, it's true that these meetings seem to cover a range of topics. And it's also probably likely that they did not trigger the lobbying threshold, which is 8 hours of paid advocacy in a month.
Is any of this involvement by Quebec in a potential referendum a problem legally?
That's a question I had when I initially saw the disclosure of the PAC. The answer, it seems to be that it's fine. And that's largely because that Maine law makes no prohibition for donations to a political action committee, or in this case, a ballot question committee. So there is no prohibition on where that money comes from. And additionally, federal law, while they have explicit prohibition on foreign nationals, which in this case, that would be the Hydro-Québec, participating or trying to influence an election, federal law only defines an election as involving candidates, so only candidate campaigns. There is no prohibition on referenda, which is what this would be. So it appears to be entirely legal.
All right. Steve, thanks very much.
Thank you.